A really interesting story on Business Maverick earlier today. Distill and Remgro taking tentative steps into the cannabis sector. What they've done is that they've each invested into a cannabis wellness brand called Rethink. And you don't get much more corporate than Remgro and Distill. And as Sasha Planting writes, they're just two of several JSE-listed companies positioning themselves for opportunities in this new sector. Sasha Planting, Associate Editor of Daily Maverick, on the line to us now. Sasha, good afternoon.
Afternoon, John. Thanks for inviting me onto your show.
Great pleasure. I presume Rethink is relatively small, so Distill and Remgro each taking, 20%? Probably not the biggest corporate deals they're ever going to do there in their life, but it's signifying a trend which is starting to develop.
I think that's exactly it. I mean, they've actually not even taken a stake in the pharmaceutical company. They've taken a stake in its little sub-brand. So it really is microscopic on the scale of transactions that they normally do. But as you say, it signifies that there is an interest in cannabis. And I think, you know, the legislation is still changing and is still enabling the sector, but companies are starting to position themselves. Companies are starting to say this is a sector that is going to potentially explode. And so I think they want to be there. They want to have brands that are established and recognized. And Rethink is one of those, possibly. I mean, it sits on the shelves of Clicks and Dis-Chem and all the independent pharmacies, so it already has a presence. So they're just leapfrogging in a way.
Is there any sense of the size of the cannabis product market in South Africa?
You know, John, there is. There's lots of research. I don't really think we have a sense because some of it is, in some of the cannabis market is still grey. But there's numbers like 44 billion rand potentially that are being
potentially. But I mean, would it be 4 billion or would it not even be 440 million at the moment? Or
yeah, no, I think at the moment, well, the CBD market is growing. I would say that that's probably sitting somewhere around a billion, but it's small.
Okay.
It really is small. But there's lots of interest. There's lots of stuff happening online. There's lots of companies being formed. So there's really a lot of space, a lot of interest in the space, and it's being enabled by legislation which really only came into being in 2019, I suppose, and then more legislation came into place at the end of last year. There's lots of criticism around the legislation and the fact that the legislation doesn't go far enough, but it's a start, and so this is what's actually really kick-started this industry.
Breweries, cannabis CBD beer and Coca-Cola CBD Coke product. Mm. I mean, you do not get bigger corporate than that. I mean,
yeah.
In a way, it would be sad if the corporates take it over, because at the moment there are a lot of, quite small players making a living out of it and potentially could make more of a living. And you know, maybe they're happy about the fact in 3 years' time they've built a business which they can sell to a venture capital company or a big corporate and make some good money out of it. But I don't know. I just would like some industries not to be in the hands of the corporates.
It's such a big conversation because, you know, obviously the industry, if you go back in our history, I mean, the farmers and the growers are all small guys who've persevered since, you know, again, really against the odds, because cannabis has been illegal and criminalized for so many years. But, I mean, these small growers in the Transkei and in our Eastern Cape areas where the climate is actually conducive have continued. And you don't want to see big corporates coming and elbowing them out with huge commercial farms when actually it is a cash crop that really is suited to small farmers. You know, on the manufacturing side, it gets more complicated because, you know, you're selling a product onto potentially a global market. So you do need to adhere to that's going to be ingested. So you do need to adhere to, you know, good manufacturing practice and global standards. So that becomes more tricky. You know, how do you bring the smaller players along with you? There's so much regulation and so much red tape that it starts making it quite difficult. So it's trying to find a fine balance, isn't it? And that's always the difficult thing, isn't it?
Do you have any idea of the scale of permits granted to grow cannabis for non-private consumption use? You know, so in other words, to put into the sorts of things that Rethink put on the shelves of Dis-Chem and Wellness Warehouse and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so to grow, I mean, it may have changed, but less than 10 permits have been granted to grow cannabis on any kind of commercial. I mean, the guys that are growing it are not growing it with a permit from any department. But I should also add that the stuff that the CBD oil or the base element that companies like Relief are using is actually imported, which is part of.
Well, that's something
the way
we want to change.
We need to
Hurry the process along of properly licensing growers, so it's our own oil which is going into the products that people are buying.
Exactly. I mean, that is where, and this is where a lot of the criticism comes from, you know, that people are saying that government is taking an overly conservative stance, that yes, it does want to enable this new economic sector, but that it's going very, very slowly, and if you go too slowly, you know, South Africa is actually going to lose its opportunity, which is always the case, isn't it? I mean, we seem to take so long to get going on things that seem, you know, obvious to the
self-evident, yeah, absolutely.
Self-evident, yeah.
Remgro is it's an investment house, so it's not surprising that they would look around. But Distell is a distilling company. It's a company which works in the field primarily, almost exclusively, of various alcohol products. So what would their interest be in cannabinoids?
So it's quite interesting. So obviously every company is looking to extend their product range. They're looking for new opportunities. But rather than, I think what they're catching on to is the wellness trend here. And the wellness trend is a massive trend globally, and I think COVID has only exacerbated that. So we're all looking at more closely at things that we put into our bodies, that we ingest, and there'll always be a market for alcohol and spirits. But we're also seeing huge public interest in non-alcoholic beverages, and these might include cannabis oils and those types of products. So I think
there probably already is a cannabis gin somewhere.
There must be.
You know, there's an elephant dung gin, so there must be.
Exactly. And you know, you've got big brands in the States. Yeah. I mean, you've already mentioned some of them, but you know, Constellation Brands and Altria. That are looking at, you know, the tobacco companies are also looking at this. Altria is a tobacco company, but the distillers and the beer companies are also looking. So it's really just expanding in a new direction. They see opportunity and they don't want to miss it.
Sasha Planting, thanks very much for talking to us, Associate Editor at Daily Maverick.